A little strange coaching against him?
Yeah, after coaching with him for 12 years. But you know what? We thought that we thought it might we might get that last year. They almost made the playoffs. So, yeah, it'll be awkward, a little awkward. I mean, they got a few guys over there we coach with, more than one.
Right.
So it'll be competitive.
Is it kind of a nice thing to coach against people you coach with?
I think you're more competitive when you do that. You know, it's like playing your brother for, a basket or something like that, playing basketball or something like that, trying to beat your brother.
Right. So you're a much older brother.
Yeah. I'm not going to say you could be my dad. I mean, no, I don't think you can do that. But no, he's my older brother, yeah. As a matter of fact, I played golf with him all the time, as you know. We played a bunch of rounds. I don't think I've won but about five of them. And he gets pissed off at me because I make him putt every putt, So, no, it's we've had a great relationship over those 12 years, and I learned a lot from him. And he's a great coach, great football coach.
Aside from schematics, what did you learn most from him?
Probably he had a great respect for the guys that play the game and what it takes to play the game. I think I knew that, having played too. But he always kept that in mind, and he always did a good job of making it where it was fun. It wasn't just a job; it was fun. It was fun to have the job that we had.
Keith, how much of what you do now is still what he did? How much of your touch is on this defense?
Oh, I don't know. It's up and down. We'd be fools not to do what we did before when we were successful. We were top five in the league in defense for a long time when he was a coordinator. So it'd be foolish for us not to use some of the same stuff he used. And sometimes people catch up with it, so you kind of got to tweak it here and there. So that's about all we've done.
Is he doing anything different this year?
Is Coach LeBeau? Coach LeBeau is always doing something different. He'll find something to do, I guarantee you. It'll be something. We'll probably see something that in this game, the offense will see something that maybe we have not seen before. But I'm sure he's probably wanting to win this football game. This will be a tough game. It's like I tell my players, the more we win, the harder it's going to be to win. Because people are going to give us their best game, and we'll get their best game. There's no doubt about that. And I'm sure, whether Coach LeBeau was there or not, we'd still get their best game. And I'm sure he'd like to win the game, as well as a bunch of other guys that coach on that team that's coached here before. Russ Grimm coached here before. Russ Grimm was up for the head coaching job here. So I'm sure he would like to win the game. To say Townsend was there, there's a few guys that were there that coached with us, and we won a couple Super Bowls with.
Keith, he was one of the few who never used a caution, right? I mean, it's all up there with him.
And there was a lot of them. There was a lot of them. He might have had something in his back pocket and whooped that thing out every now and then and look it over, But he never looked at it when he was fixing to make a call. No, so. He referred back to some stuff, that he might have kept with his pocket, but he didn't have a big call sheet like all of us do.
Right.
So, no, he don't. He kind of shoots from the hip a little bit, but he's got a good. He's very intuitive about the game. Really is.
How different your secondary going to look this week?
Their secondary.
Your secondary.
Oh. We're going to miss Joe. Joe's been good for us. But Cody's done a good job for us, too. He did a good job in the game. If you look at the game and how he played and stuff like that, he got a chance to play, and he proved that he can play. So I'm glad we got him.
You talked about having spent so much time with
What was the dynamic like, not just hanging out with him, but John Mitchell as well, obviously still was here?
Well, John had coached with him before.
Right.
Coach LeBeau had been here before And then then he went down to Cincinnati, I think. And then I had been here a year before he came back.
Okay.
And John was still here. John's been through all this stuff. I mean, you ask him how many years he's been here, 27 years or something like that. Been here a long time. So he's known him for a long, long time. He's known him longer than I have. You know, of course, the 12 years he was here this past time, John was here too. So he knows him as well as anybody.
What did he tell you coming in when, you know, when they first came back?
When Dick came back, there was another guy here, already here, Tim Lewis, who was a coordinator. And then Bill parted ways after the 1 year I've been here, and then Chuck came in. I mean, not Chuck, but Dick came in at the time, and you know, he really didn't say much. He just, you know, he interviewed, and he knew the system well, in and out. I mean, he and Don Capers and Bill Collar put the system together, the whole thing together, so they knew it in and out, and they had to teach it to us, and, you know, I got a chance to learn it over the next 12 years, so a lot of things we could glean from, and we did.
Keith, do they come to you in free agency? We got like Sensabaugh when they're considering signing. Do you get a say in that?
Oh, yeah, we write them up.
Do you have an opinion?
We do. The coach, the coordinator has one, gets to write up something on them, and the position coach does. And then we go in the room just like we do in the draft, and we'll call read them. So everybody has a chance to express their view on who they are.
Would you see, remember what you thought about him last?
Yeah, we thought he could play. We thought he was a good cover corner, stuff like that. That he could play in this system. He had played in this system before, down with Coach LeBeau. So it wasn't much of a transition for him, and we felt like he could come in and help us.
You saw veteran backup starter, yeah, if you needed.
We felt like we needed some help at corner. And then we were lucky enough to get Joe. Joe was icing on the cake, you know. So we felt like Cody could help us. If he was going to play, he could help us.
What's the cake taste like with no icing?
You know what? I got a lot of confidence. I think he'll play well. You
know? Any sprinkles involved in the situation, or is the metaphor dead?
The metaphor?
Yeah.
The icing's going to be all right. Without the icing, it's going to be all right. Without the sprinkles, it's going to be all right, I think. We'll see what happens with our guys. And I think Cody will do a good job. I really do. Is that it?
Final guys? I think so. I'm not